Hello.
Hey, Tim?
Yes.
Hey, Tim, this is John with Local Splash.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. How have you been?
Been busy.
Good. That's exactly what I like to hear. It's a good problem. Okay. I was just reviewing your profile here. I noticed there was some leads in there that weren't getting followed up on, and I didn't know if there was an issue on your end receiving them.
Well, I'm trying to call them back. It's kind of complicated because it's got a different number, and you know, people are like, "What's this number?" And I'm used to saying 503-542-6270.
Uh huh.
And I know you guys are tracking numbers and stuff. It's confusing.
Right. Okay, can resolve that. We can definitely get that resolved for you. So, you're saying they're having confusion with the number that's contacting them when you call them back?
Yeah.
Okay. We definitely want to prioritize the live call, but I'll put a note in here to see what they're going to recommend for that, and I'll have them listen to a couple of those calls, okay?
Because the problem I'm having is where I'm such a rural route, I don't have service all the time. It's hard for me to answer when I don't have service, because I will. I mean, if my phone, especially when it says Local Splash, I'll answer it. But a lot of times I don't have service where I can hear them.
Okay.
So I don't know if text message, I don't know if we could do a text message, because text messages,
They actually have a text message and a form fill version, but that would be more for Google Guarantee, because then we pre-screen the leads and make sure that it's actually something.
And that's probably what
I want to talk to you about.
Because I've probably gotten probably four from Local Splash. I've actually done calls. Because a lot of them want free estimates. And I can't drive, the way gas prices are, I can't go to a house for free. I mean, I just can't do it.
At least. It should be like 75 just to show up.
Well, I'm doing 65 and I'm still not getting it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You know, and I get it. I mean, people want to save money, but, I mean, I can't waste my time and my money for free. You know what I mean?
Right, and that's kind of something that I want to talk to you about too. So there's a program that Google's telling us you're eligible for. Usually you have to be doing local listings for at least 2 months. You're just past the 2 month mark with us. So you're eligible. They call it Google Verified. It's not like your Google Business Profile verification, but it's a program called Google Verified where they verify your leads and then they hand them off to you live.
Yeah, well, the live part will be a problem.
Well, that's the thing, though, is if you're not able to get to them, then you could deem them unqualified, and then you're not getting charged for the lead. Right? You're not getting charged the lead fee. But it's a pay-per-lead service, and it's set up that way.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, okay. All right, I just wanted to run it by you because they said you're eligible for it, and I know that can kind of increase the amount of traffic here.
Yeah, but I'm already paying $300 for... I feel like I'm getting nothing.
Right.
So, I mean, I got four calls in 2 months, 3 months and 2 months, and I don't know. I mean, I think it'll get better, but I mean, I'm not going to spend any more money. I mean, I'm spending enough now. I've got between Angie and you guys.
I forgot you're doing Angie's too. I thought you were leaving that one. Okay.
No, I'm not leaving any. They're getting me about 30 calls a month, and I mean, I can't turn that down.
Yeah, you can't turn that down. But that's a pay-per-lead system. That's how the pay-per-lead systems go. It's like people fill out the forms on those, and then we pre-screen them and send them off. But their leads go to other guys. Our leads would go exclusively just to you. They wouldn't go to three or four other guys to compete against.
Right. Well, as soon as they send it to me, I usually, if I can get – I noticed if I wait an hour, I probably lose it.
Yeah.
But – if I'm out of the area, there's no way I can get to it. But if I get a text, which that's what Angie sends me, and what I do with the text, I can at least send them an email right away, and that kind of lets them know that, hey, I'm out there.
Right.
You know. Because like I said, there's places that I go that I might be there an hour and I'm out of service.
Right.
But if I get on their Wi-Fi, then I pick up my text.
Yeah, but see, I mean, that puts you in a position, though, with them where it's like, hey, if you're in a bad area, they set you the lead. You might not get to the lead for another hour because you're in a bad area. And then because the leads are going to other guys, you lose out on a job opportunity and it goes to someone else, you know?
Right.
You pay for something that doesn't turn into business. That's opposite. So
right.
I get where you're at. You're comfortable with it. So you're like, hey, I'm not going to switch. But if you ever get to a point where you're not comfortable with it, I know that this is better because Google designed this to basically replace that at some point in the future.
Oh, yeah.
This program. Yeah. Because all they do is get their leads from Google anyway.
Right.
They're just reselling them to you.
Right. Yeah. They're getting them. Get that. But I don't have time to sit there on the internet either. I mean, that's the other thing.
Well, we do that for you. That's the whole point of us being in there. You ain't got to sit on the internet. We just want to customize it and make sure, you know, what you consider a qualified lead or a qualified job.
Right.
And what's not. Right. And then we go vet them. And then once they're vetted, then we connect you to them.
Yeah, because I can actually open up my area now because I can start doing Ohio too now.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I remember you telling me that when you signed up. You wanted to focus a little more over there, too.
Well, I wanted to concentrate on West Virginia for a couple months and then gradually get in, you know, add some areas in Ohio, like, real close to me, like, because I'm right across the river from it.
Mm-hmm. That's another benefit to this new program, too. You're not limited to a local area, right? You could place these ads wherever you want. So
that's
another
huge
benefit.
Well, and that's the same with Angie lets me do that, too.
Yeah.
They tell me what zip code or what area I want, and they do that for me. Which,
gotcha.
I mean, I get it. They're getting theirs from you and then reselling it. I get that.
Right.
But it, you know, both of you's work. I know Angie's. I mean, they kicked off pretty quick. It took us a while with Local Splash because I mean to get everything set up and the email. And see, I'm not a real big Facebook person.
You're not a big what? I'm sorry, you cut out for a second there.
Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the Facebook ads, they get ran and hosted. I don't know if you're really performing too well. Let me see how Facebook's doing for you.
It's not doing real well.
It's not doing good?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put in a request to see what they want to do with this number to where we could stop those problems happening. And then I'll also put a request for revisions in on your Facebook page. See if we could start driving some more traffic and leads from Facebook. Maybe broaden the service area or try to hit it a little harder.
Okay. Sounds good.
I wasn't happy with what I was seeing there either. I mean, there was some traffic, but it wasn't thrilling, you know, and that's why I was
like I said, I've gotten about 4 calls off of it.
Right, and that's why I'm like, let's do this bigger program. It'll get more coming in. But I hear where you're at. Home Advisor by Angie's isn't cheap. And if you already got that on the books, then it doesn't make sense to just go willy-nilly throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall.
Right.
All right. Well, I'll put in the request for Facebook, and then I'll touch base with them and see what we could do about the number. Maybe switch back to your original number, or if they could modify the tracking number so that way when you call through on your line, it doesn't show the tracking number. It actually shows your number.
Right.
So.
Okay.
I'll touch base with them now, and then I'll circle back with you. You're going to be – what time do you get off tomorrow, or what time do you think it'll be done tomorrow?
It's going to be – I'm hoping I'm done around 3, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got about 6 calls tomorrow, so.
Okay. All right. Well, let me check back with you tomorrow, and then I'll give you some feedback on what they tell me.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right, Tim. You have a great day.
You too, bye.